Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation, here on your home of the Rangers. Night off. They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Mariners. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here on 105.3 The Fan. The segment is brought to you by Soda. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by our friends at the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. As Chris joins us now, the CY Show brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Hey guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing awesome. A 17 game, 17 days. How'd it go out there? Are you happy with how you guys are playing right now?
Yeah, it was arguably the toughest stretch of our season in some ways, both from a health perspective and just the 17 games, last 10 on the road, and then finishing up with three against the Atlanta Braves. So, I think all things considered, certainly we. There's some things to improve upon, but we've kept our heads above water, and I think we're closer to getting healthy, and I think that the schedule becomes a little more favorable pretty soon here. And I don't take lightly how hard these last 17 days were. It was a grueling stretch, certainly early in the season on the pitching staff especially. We've had some injuries in the bullpen with Josh Spores, so we survived. I wouldn't say we thrived, but nonetheless, I do believe our best baseball is still ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to it.
Chris, a guy like you is always enjoys a challenge, and you mentioned 17 games in 17 days and what you had to deal with, though, but was there a side of it that you actually did enjoy? And I'm saying it in a way of a guy that's a problem solver. A guy that doesn't make excuses, and your team plays that way. Do you learn something about yourself and your team having to go through this?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I look at even the injuries that we've sustained. I think it's the same perspective, is that it's a little bit of the next man up, and you go through these challenges throughout the season and you do learn a little bit. And I think what we see right now is a team that hasn't played our best baseball. We're still above 500. We've played a very tough schedule. I mean, every opponent we've played minus Oakland and then of course the Astros, and we all know the Astros are really good. They're all above 500. We've had a very tough schedule to start the season. And I think what we've learned is we're a really good team. But we need to be healthy and we need to play our best baseball to beat good teams. And when we do that, we are as good as anybody. And when we make mistakes or when we don't play our brand of baseball, or we give, we make too many mistakes in terms of walking guys or not playing sound defense, or we get away from our offensive approach, then, good teams will beat us. But when we play our best baseball, even when we're not at 100%, I think we can compete with anybody. And that's exciting for me. And it's something I've learned from this stretch. I think the other thing is that some of these young guys have had opportunities to step up. And, what we've seen from Josh Smith is really encouraging. Andrew Kinzer yesterday had a huge game, helped us win the game. Michael Lorenzen looks great. Ezekiel Duran showing some signs. So we really haven't even gotten going offensively yet, and I still think that we're doing some things well, and I think this opportunity is going to serve our guys very well as we move forward throughout the season.
It seems like Evan Carter's starting to hit his stride a little bit, showing off some of that power at the plate. But the launch angle, can you take me through just how interesting it is, the way he line drives these home run balls?
Yeah, I think a little bit Evan's got a little bit of a flat bat path, and I think that allows him – when he does hit the ball, he hits it hard and it stays more on a line drive. He doesn't really have as much of an uppercut as some of these other players who launch the ball at a higher launch angle. You also don't see as many like flyouts necessarily from Evan. So, I'm not saying one way is better than others, but I think when Evan hits it, off the bat, it's got some carry to it. And that ball he hit yesterday was an impressive home run on a changeup and, kind of got our offense going.
It's Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Do you think somebody is going to start going on a run and try to take this division over soon?
Oh, I've thought all along it's going to come down to the last, the last month of the season, and there's a long way to go. And, I hope that we go on a run here soon and create some, a little bit of separation. But I think this is going to be a long year. Three really, really good teams at the top. Anaheim's played good baseball out of the gates. And look, we saw a scrappy Oakland team that took 2 of 3 from us here at home. So you can't take them lightly. I think they can have an impact on the division throughout the year. But it's going to be a long season.
I mean, and you said there's things to work on. I appreciated that. But with the amount of adversity you guys have faced through 23 games to be above 500, you got to take that, right? That's success, isn't it?
No doubt. And I don't want being above 500 to define our expectations or what we believe we can accomplish. That's not good enough for us. I mean, we all know that. We all feel that. We also recognize we're realistic that we've played a really tough schedule to start the season. And we just played our toughest stretch in the season, arguably not at 100%. And we've survived it. Again, I don't think we killed it. Or I don't think we've established ourselves as the best team in baseball. But the goal is that over the course of the season, we're going to get healthier. We're going to hit our stride offensively. We're going to get back to sort of our normal performances from some of our key players that are really going to make us a better team. And in the meantime, our young guys who've had to step up and fill in have gotten really, really good exposure and opportunity here early in the season that's going to serve them well over the course of the season. So, I don't want to sound satisfied by any means because we're not. We got off to a great start the first week of the season and then have kind of come back down to earth, I think somewhat inevitably with some of the injuries we've sustained. That said, I do expect us to hit our stride here pretty soon, and we're going to play better baseball, and I hope that we're going to stack up some wins here as we do.
CY, we're starting to hear things about Max Scherzer and almost like he's got Wolverine powers, the way that he's coming back. And
well,
I just wonder, yeah, I mean, it's incredible what this man does. And I just wondered from a general manager's perspective, when you have a player that heals like that, do you almost have to protect him from himself? Because you got some of the best doctors and trainers in the league working with you. When you're making decisions on this, is it about the player or is it the doctor and the trainer saying, hey, this is the path that we need to take?
Well, first and foremost, the doctors and the training staff guide all medical decisions.
Sure.
Those decisions are their decisions, and then they guide us and they tell us timelines and rehab protocols to which we adhere very stringently. At certain points, these players pass, they graduate out of the rehab, and then it becomes about a baseball buildup, a gradual, normal baseball buildup. And Max has graduated from the medical rehab side into the baseball side. And, he's an elite Hall of Fame caliber athlete mm-hmm. who knows his body as well as anybody. And I think that it would be wrong of us to dictate anything in terms of telling Max what he cannot do. That said, we do ask questions, we do have conversations, and we make sure that he's meeting all the physical checkpoints in terms of recovery and the normal buildup process that he would go through. And as long as he's doing that and physically coming in and feeling fine, who are we to tell Max what he can and cannot do? As mm-hmm. long as there's not, and Max is not dumb. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I have been with this guy's drive and commitment to excellence. I mean, he's 39 years old. He's accomplished as much as anybody in the game. Just won his second World Series last year. And he's pushed himself as hard as any player I've seen to get back on the field and help the team. I mean, he loves what he does, and his commitment is amazing. And it's just so fun to see. I'm so grateful to him for what he's doing to get back out there. Not every athlete pushes himself to get out there the same way that Max has.
It's Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Okay, do you look at it like Kirby Yates is the closer now, or how are you looking at the bullpen order?
You know, I'll leave that to Boach to answer that. I mean, for me, it's we have very good options at the end of the pen with Kirby and David Robertson. I think they've both pitched wonderfully to start the season. Obviously, Jose Leclerc has experience closing games, and so does Josh Spores. And we're going to get Spores back later this week, most likely. He's probably going to go out on rehab Tuesday is my guess, and then at which point we'll get him back maybe by the weekend, which will be a huge addition to our team. I think we're really close to getting Jonathan Hernandez back, who was started the season on the IL coming off a lat injury last year. We really had a slow buildup with him to make sure he's 100%. So, you know, I think we're about a week away from our bullpen looking really differently. And, you know, to answer your original question, Yates and Robertson are both capable of closing. But as I said, we've got, you know, two other arms that when they're going well, and Spores and Leclerc, who are leverage arms as well. And our hope is that Jonathan Hernandez can grow into that too. So all that to say, Boach is masterful at running a bullpen. We want to give him as many good options as possible. Hence, on any given day, we may have one or two guys down and somebody else is going to have to step in and get the job done.
So from a front office perspective, do you feel like you've given Boach enough to get that job done? Are the answers in-house?
No, I don't. I always tell him, I say, Boach, I'm sorry I haven't given you more. We're shorthanded today. Boach, I'm sorry I haven't given you more. I apologize to him all the time because I know the more options he has on any given day, the more successful he's going to be. So, you know, it's my job to always continue to pursue every avenue to improve our team and put Boach and the staff in the best position to win. And, you know, but no, Boach never makes excuses. He's just amazing. He's so wonderful to work with, and he'll say, "Oh, see why you've given me enough, and this is plenty, and we're fine." And you talk about taking on challenges head on. That's what he does, and I think the team takes on that personality. I absolutely love it.
See why you mentioned that though, that you always go in there and you're kind of, you know, stand in his doorway and apologize to him. But do you the decision that he went with John Gray the other day? Is that a decision that you guys going in, you talked about, like he says, "Hey, see why I'm going to throw Gray today. What do you think about that?" kind of thing? Is that a discussion, or is that just the gut that he had that particular day going to the ballpark?
Well, it's something we talked about mainly because of our situation going into the game that day, that we were light in the bullpen. We knew we were really thin. We knew we had Monday today off. We knew that we could juggle the rotation a little bit, push John back a day. We knew that John had pitched really, really well out of the bullpen in the playoffs last year. And so there were a number of factors that went into that discussion. And ultimately what drove it was John Gray saying, "Hey, I want to help the team. And if you need me tonight, I'm ready. I'm available. I feel great." And John was 100% on board. So that was something we talked about as the front office. We talked about as the coaching staff. There was a medical component to that decision. There was a R&D component in terms of making sure that we had the right matchups and that you know, John was a good fit. And then certainly the player component, which is the most critical and important aspect to making that decision. So it's just the organization all collectively trying to get on the same page and give our team the best chance to win with how we utilize our personnel.
What was your evaluation of Jack Leiter's debut last week?
Yeah, Jack, I thought, did some things really, really well. I mean, obviously the line didn't go like he would have hoped. I think that there's some things that he did and learned from that experience. And I think moving forward, he's going to only get better. I think we saw the stuff plays. The stuff is real. And when he executes pitches, when he pitches his game, he could get big league hitters out. And when he didn't, you know, big league hitters are really good and they can hit you. So I think our defense let him down a little bit. I think there's no doubt that there was a play that should have been made in center field that maybe would have changed the course of that game. But at the end of the day, he came in, he made a spot start for us. He filled a huge gap for us, allowed our other starters to get an extra day's rest. And, and he got some big league experience. And I think that's really important moving forward. If he goes back down to Round Rock and applies what he learned, he continues to pitch as well as he was down there, we're going to see Jack again, and he's going to help us at some point during the season.
Love it, CY. Thank you so much for your insights. Appreciate you.
No, likewise, guys. I appreciate it, and hope you guys enjoy your Monday, and let's have a good week here.
Cheers, buddy. Take care. There he goes. The Chris Young Show brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. They'll be back at it tomorrow night hosting the Mariners 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. So enjoy your off night of baseball. Maybe watch the Stars as they're going to open up their series against Vegas. Okay, top 10's coming up next. Chief, where are we going?
The top 10 most overrated players in the NBA according to the players themselves, next here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.